Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. A lot of news this morning coming on out of the Seattle area about monkeypox, but I think that between Jimmy and I and certainly you out of the box, we covered monkeypox pretty efficiently yesterday. I want to thank you, Jerry, for all the work that you put in on that. I read every single thing that you wrote. Going to talk now. Monkeypox, in my opinion, and certainly in the opinion of some of you guys, is basically another distraction that is being foisted on us out there. We have another major distraction, and that is State Farm Insurance is now requesting employees to donate books speaking about the gay community to children ages 5 and up. Boy, there's another distraction. Jimmy, you want to comment?
Yeah, I think this is symbolic of the corporate culture that has evolved in the United States that basically attempts to appeal to marginal minority groups in order to look like they're doing something valuable for the community. And this is the latest craze, you know, to support transgender binary, but actually putting it on children. I think it is a huge mistake for corporations to do it. You see that Netflix is backing away from that policy. They're actually moving away from supporting these woke ideologies that have really divided the country and the nation. But there are many corporations, big corporations, that are supporting these types of ideas. And I think State Farm is going to find out that many Americans do not support it, and it may cost them dearly in their financial value.
Well, you never know. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know what the breakdown is, quite frankly, for those who support the gay community and those who don't support the gay community. I just don't care. And my response is I'm not final judge. That's all I'm saying, Jimmy. I am not the final judge. It very clearly states what God thinks in the Old Testament and the New Testament, but I'm going to let him judge.
It's not, you know, each individual should make their choice on the life. I don't want to get in your bedroom. Stay out of mine. You know, and I don't want to govern my bedroom. I certainly don't want the corporations in America trying to influence and push ideologies on my children. But here's some of the other groups that are actually supporting this gender cool company that they're trying to donate these books to. It includes Adobe, Dell, Oracle, Intel, HP, Nike, Bank of America, Capital One, NBC Universal, Bayer Corporation.
Well,
bowing getting to influence. Ideologues based in big urban areas. And I don't know, something's happening here.
We are actually really, in my opinion, you got a whole bunch of distractions out there. Distractions away from, unfortunately, the negativity that's occurring as a result of the actions of the Democrats. You're going to see more and more and more of that as we get closer to the election. I mean, we're still over a year away. As we get closer, it's just amazing some of the things are going to come up as total distractions. I hope that distractions don't involve any violence as they certainly did in Seattle.
There's so many things that are happening in Seattle. You know, yesterday I watched a terrible video of something that happened in Pike's Market, right in the core of the tourist industry, where somebody just bashed into people in the street, angry about being, you know, I don't know exactly what the deal was, but then a fight ensued. And then, really the law enforcement has very little impact on anything in Seattle right now. You know, they had to get a warrant to go into a homeless person's tent to get the AK-47 that they just actually witnessed the guy shooting people with the AK-47. They had to call a judge and get a warrant. I mean, the idiocy of these policies that have been instituted in these left-wing ideologue cities, as well as now, you know, breaching into our communities through our corporate influences are incredibly damaging. They are distracting. And what they're doing is very clearly creating a divide in the United States on moral grounds or racial grounds,
right,
or economic grounds in order to achieve a larger end. And I think it's a huge mistake. And I think it's actually incredibly damaging.
Well, it's incredibly damaging. You know, on the one hand, what the gays would say regarding the indoctrination of children, they wouldn't use the word indoctrination. They would only say, you know, we're perfectly normal. And I mean, that everybody's got a right to an opinion. You know, I know what the Bible says, but again, I'm not the final judge.
Well, it's not. Look, don't force me or try to shape my children. You know, that's, don't force me to think how you think. And this is what the problem is in America right now. There are people that want to silence your voice, that want to silence your opinion, that
right,
want you to force you into believing their thoughts. And they're going to mm-hmm. use law enforcement. They're going to use propaganda to do it.
And that, I mean, they are going to do it because they've done it so far. I think personally what we have right now is a huge, huge effort to get people's minds off what the Democratic Party is doing. That's just my opinion, Jimmy. You know, and I got to tell you, I really want to recommend The Laptop from Hell, the book about Hunter Biden. If you want to know what the Democratic Party is all about and how the President of the United States was totally ineffective in raising his son, Hunter, you got to read that book. Some of the stuff that this young person does, he's not so young, he's in his 50s, but some of the stuff that this person does, he really, really, if he were black and living in Texas, he'd be in prison.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't care if he, racial issues make no difference, right? I mean,
oh,
it shouldn't be that.
Texas.
It should be anywhere. He should be in prison anywhere,
yeah.
White, black, indifferent. It should be someone that broke the law, that was addicted to drugs, that sold drugs, that have used power and influence in order to achieve financial gains for himself and then avoid the taxes.
Right.
And I mean, he's done so many things. You know, it's just unbelievable that he's getting away with it. I could care less what color it is. And I don't think that's even a relevant point here. What's relevant is he is being protected because he's a senior elite member of a political party,
right,
and his father's someone of importance. That should be irrelevant. The press, the media, the Justice Department attacked Donald Trump Jr.'s family and are still doing so today for absolutely nothing,
right,
compared to what Hunter Biden has done.
Well, it's an interesting point, Joshua, how far our country has slipped, for lack of better terms. This monkeypox thing has really pretty much taken over the Seattle Times, according to what I read this morning. But I will say one thing. The powers that be are saying, and this is a bit of credit to them, they're saying this is not a serious situation. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, it's not. It's, I mean, you know, we're talking a handful of people worldwide. It doesn't spread the same way that that the virus did.
No.
The flu virus, COVID-19 equivalent to, which about the same mortality rate, it looks
right,
like in all the end. It's being passed basically by, you know, they've identified the groupings, which is bizarre, you know, gay men from some island event or something kicked this thing off.
Right.
But that doesn't mean people aren't going to use it to their advantage. And of course, this may be the opportunity for the World Health Organization, now that they've got this agreement that so many countries have signed on to, including the United States, that it gives the WHO the ability to declare policies over countries for health issues, which takes away voters and the leadership of that particular government. And of course, that's an awful, awful, ridiculous thing that the Biden administration is supporting, to allow something like, you know, the WHO, which has a proven level of incompetence,
right,
that has been geared by or shifted by politics, that protected the Chinese government and its investigations over the COVID release. That's absolutely, you know, President Trump took away funding from the WHO. Biden reinstituted it. Now Biden's giving them authority to declare emergencies that could directly give control of the United States.
Right.
That is unacceptable.
Yes, it is. There's no question about that. Jimmy, what do you think about the blurb that came out yesterday that Russia is now saying that monkeypox resulted from a lab in Ukraine?
I think that's BS.
I do too.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of people that are attempting to influence and trying to make this happen. It's been around. It's not something that's new. It's not, you know, there may be some variation that was created in some sort of lab, but again, right. The Russians are desperate right now with the situation in Ukraine. They're losing tremendous number of troops. They're going to have a very difficult time holding on to the terrain that they've had as long as more resources and money flow into Ukraine. Now, not that I agree with all that's happening on the West supporting Ukraine and the way this is working, but I'll tell you, the Russians here are absolutely the aggressors and the ones that are doing this. And they're going to find whatever justification they can. And they've been very good at it. They get people to jump on the bandwagon of what they're saying, which is complete propaganda.
Yeah, I agree. Jimmy, 11 minutes. I don't have anything else to say. How about you?
I just, again, with these corporations that are attempting to influence and shape our culture based on their ideologies that are centered around leftist ideas, Marxist ideas that give corporations more control. The Nikes, the Googles, the Alphabets, now State Farm, they need to go broke, or they need to, you know, just get out of the business there, you know, of trying to shape and influence based on their ideological views. That's my last and final word. They need to.
Okay, Jimmy, always a pleasure to listen. If something happens during the day, you guys will be on it. Jim, thanks so much.
You take care, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.